WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
The equitable distribution of COVID-19 vaccines is at the forefront of many of our minds these days. I recently spoke with Dr. Brooke Hudspeth, Associate Professor and Chief Practice Officer of the UK College of Pharmacy, about a unique program that UK is involved in distributing the COVID-19 vaccine equitably to underserved areas. Brooke, thank you so much for talking with me again today. I wanted to visit with you a little bit about this new partnership that I just learned about through UK Now between UK state, local, and community members to have a more equitable distribution of the COVID-19 vaccines. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So one of the goals when determining who receives the vaccine, while we are still in this phased approach until the supply becomes more readily accessible, is to really focus on three big areas. So the first of those is to reduce severe disease and death from COVID-19. The second is to allow our society to function as normal. So that's why you see these healthcare providers or essential workers being targeted to receive the vaccine. But then the third of those is to ensure that there is equitable distribution of the vaccine, and specifically to reduce the extra burden of COVID-19 on people that are already facing health disparities. And so in light of that, we recognize that there is a need to focus on some underserved communities, particularly in Kentucky, but even more specifically in Lexington. And so the University of Kentucky partnered with some community leaders and local government to provide COVID-19 vaccine to specific communities that really focus on those underserved patient populations in Fayette County.
And what organizations are involved besides the University of Kentucky? Are we talking folks from state government, local government? Who all is involved?
Yeah, so we are working with both state and local government. And so we are working with the Kentucky Department of Public Health for those vaccines that are earmarked specifically for those underserved patient populations, but even probably a little bit more closely with the Lexington Mayor's Office and determining who those community partners are and where those neighborhood testing programs can really mirror what we are trying to do with our COVID-19 vaccine programs and looking at those community leaders specifically. So working with the faith community in Lexington, working with some organizations such as Keeneland to focus on patient populations who might be at increased risk.
So, and this is something that has always been inherent in the mission of the university, to work to make life better for those in the Commonwealth and beyond. And I think we really need to tip our hat to the individuals who are involved. I mean, I'm sure there have been many individuals within the university and outside who put their heads together, I guess virtually by Zoom or phone, to come up with an action plan like this. Did it initiate within the university, within perhaps the College of Pharmacy?
Well, as you mentioned, there has long been a commitment from the university to help improve the health of our Commonwealth and our communities. And really that focus on those underserved patient populations has been something that we are very interested in and want to ensure that that vaccine is equitably distributed. And so we have worked with leaders in the university, the leaders of the vaccine efforts and the leadership team within UK Healthcare, as well as the university. And these events in particular have been kind of a joint effort from volunteers across several levels of the university and several units of the university. And the College of Pharmacy and the College of Medicine are helping with the vaccine preparation and administration, most specifically in these efforts.
And we're talking also about folks who perhaps don't have access to a vehicle or to a computer where they can sign up, so that really the outreach has to go to them. The initiative has to be to reach out to them.
You're exactly right. So, you know, with the model, with the mass clinics, we're able to immunize a lot of people, and we've been able to immunize a lot of folks, not only in Lexington, but beyond, with our clinics that we've been doing with UK at Kroger Field. But just as you mentioned, there are these patient populations, especially some of these specific patient populations that we are trying to reach, that don't have the resources to get to these mass vaccine clinics. And so you are exactly right when you say taking the vaccine to where the people are is really important. As we think about one of the barriers for vaccine, it's access, and not only in the supply, but also the resources to be able to get to that vaccine. And so we are hoping to help eliminate some of those barriers by taking these mobile clinics into the communities where these patients live.
Brooke, is there anything about the program that we haven't touched on yet that you would want our listeners to know about before we part?
I think the only thing that I would include is that we are working with those leaders to assess what their needs are and where those areas of focus should be. And so we have started out with 4 distinct locations. And obviously, with the vaccine requiring a second dose, we will circle back around to those locations to provide that second dose to those individuals. But I anticipate that we will continue to focus on these efforts, not only with access, but also with education and helping to improve vaccine confidence in these patient populations as well.
My thanks today to Dr. Brooke Hudspeth, Associate Professor and Chief Practice Officer at the UK College of Pharmacy, for talking with us about a partnership between UK, state, local, and community members to address access and equity issues for the COVID-19 vaccine. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.